the City managed to get their first draw of the season against Celtic.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Though I think, well, Celtic played brilliantly. Like,
who would have thought that?
One of the best performances I've seen Celtic have in Europe for a long time.
And given how their season had sort of started to unfold in Europe, that's actually kind of a big surprise.
And I gave them no chance.
No, exactly.
But we have to remember, City showed a lot of character. They came back from behind three times in Parkhead, up in Glasgow, which not an easy place to play in the cold, and also that hostile Scottish crowd. So
yeah, exactly.
City, I don't think should go away with losing much confidence. They're still top of their group.
Yeah, yeah.
Dropped a couple of points, yes, but I still think they will. It's that game against Barca that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think they will still very easily manage to be second in that group.
I don't think that's too beyond doubt, really.
Yeah. So I don't think City are losing much confidence, and they get to play their next game against Spurs. Another tough game for City, but City have been, look at, they've played a lot of tough games this season against good teams and not at all shown like they're breaking a sweat.
No, exactly.
They're pretty much proving us right from the beginning of the season.
Exactly.
We said at the beginning of the season, Manchester City is a scary thing to behold, and they continue to be a scary thing to behold. Yeah. But Spurs can definitely win this game. This is Spurs' opportunity to go in and prove their title credentials.
Yeah,
they were second last season. They're playing well in Europe.
Yeah.
Still?
So, but this is going to be very interesting for City this season. They've averaged more than 3 goals a game.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting challenge for Spurs, who are sitting in second spot behind.
It is a top of the table clash. And I think Spurs have shown that they should be considered legitimate title, not necessarily title contenders, but legitimately one of those teams that are going to fight for second, third with Arsenal.
Yeah, and I mean, Tottenham's had a pretty decent, in fact, I think they've got the best defensive record with only 3 goals conceded, which is better even City, which has had 5 goals conceded. So, you know, they've got a decent defence going on there, so that's up against almost the best attack going up against the best defence so far, so that's going to be a pretty interesting bit. It's not like the Tottenham attack hasn't been doing stuff.
No, absolutely. And
scoring
every
game, so
they've been finding players, finding form. They've managed to win away in Russia in their last game, so they're definitely not afraid of coming up against City. They are playing at home, so they have their home fans backing them up, and they've played enough that they should have confidence. They've beaten Borough quite easily. They beat Sunderland quite easily, which they should do. Dropped a point against Liverpool, and they thrashed Stoke. And they lost against Monaco, which a game they should have kind of won.
Yeah, I actually watched that game when I was away, and Tottenham really, it was quite hilarious just how much Tottenham should have probably done so much better in that game.
Yep.
But sometimes that's just the way football goes.
It might end up being that way. Tottenham might just play better and end up losing 3-2 to City.
That might be the way. That's pretty much what happened with Monaco. Play the better thing, be down 2-0, grab one back, and just not Monaco being able to shut up shop enough to hold on for the draw, hold on for the win. So, I mean, I don't quite see it going quite that way with City. I would expect that City would still there, but you know, maybe City get the early goal and that puts Tottenham under pressure. They respond well, but don't quite slot it away. City get the second, and then Spurs get the comeback.
As we all know, the clubs from Manchester are also experts at coming back from behind, as they've shown. So,
I mean, that's the other possibility. Is Tottenham gets the early goal, and then City clicks it up a gear, and Spurs can't stay with them. But we'll see how it goes.
We will definitely see how it goes. Probably the match of the round, one. What are you picking?
I might have to go with City. They're just being...
I think City just edged out. I think City by a goal.
Yeah, City by a goal. It's one of those ones, and I don't know if you wanted to segue off onto this, but where it's making me wish that we could actually watch all the games easily online.
Oh, okay. This is the segue. that's been coming. We still do not have a on-demand product legally available in New Zealand. I emphasize statement here. And look, this is why we loved Premiership Pass, because this would be a game you and I watched.
I would have watched that game, yeah.
Let's say if Monday was a public holiday, you and I would have caught up and watched.
Yeah, definitely.
This is why we need an on-demand type product. This game would not necessarily be a Sky thing that they would feature match.
To be fair, they probably would show up as being on Sky, from what I've seen, only when I've been away and caught things at work and stuff. Sky are actually doing reasonably well with what they even leak over from the BN channels onto their standard Sky Sports channels. They're showing quite a lot more. You can pick up just about all the Champions League football between the SBN coverage and the BN coverage, which they seem to be showing on the Sky Sport channels as well. Mm. So, you know, you get a wide range of Champions League games to watch. You tend to be able to pick up definitely the midweek, anything in midweek in England.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to be showing the weekend games so much, but it seems good. And from what I understand, the BN channels pretty much cover, you know, they show a few live, but over the course of, you know, the week, you'll get every game at some point on the channels, plus a lot of other European leagues. So it seems to be pretty good. The problem is that it's all on Sky, and there is no, it's not even on the Sky On Demand platform. There is just no online presence for it. There is no, you have to have Sky to see it. That is the only,
it is like the worst possible of worlds. Yeah.
I do like, and there's lots of it talked on Facebook. Anytime this being put up there, come watch this game this week. Oh, look at this one. Oh, and like, there's like three comments like, oh yeah, we should catch up and watch that. Oh, and like people linking their friends in, and then like 50 comments of people going, so when's Kinect coming? And the standard response of, we cannot announce a time yet, blah, 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 and people just mocking them for not being able to announce a time. But it seems that most people have assumed that Sky, that there was a deal between BN and Sky, which is, and it went that Sky would have a certain number of subscribers before BN would release the on-demand.
Alright, so online. What we're saying here is we needed some people to sacrifice themselves for the greater good of football watchers.
Yeah, and the rest, but it appears to be that Sky have reached the limit of people that were going to sign up for the football.
And let's face it, those guys are probably going to get Sky anyway.
Yeah, so it's the people that had Sky and signed up for BN, and there's a certain amount of new people coming, and it appears that that's just, that it's reached equilibrium, that's just it. And Sky might just have to cut and just go, whatever, put it up online now. We've got all we can. I don't know, maybe there's just enough of a trickle coming in that they think they can still reach whatever target they had originally, but yeah.
So, football remains elusive. Football on demand remains elusive for New Zealand football fans everywhere in a legal platform. Yeah. And I would never, in any way, shape, or form, advocate doing things in a non-legal fashion.
No. My football watching at the moment is purely through the only legal option I really have, which is paying Chelsea to watch Chelsea games on Chelsea TV.
I'm very close to going that route myself and going, hey, if I have to pay someone that isn't going to give me on demand, I may as well play Man United. And hey, yeah, I can at least get Man United's on demand games on demand.
Yeah, exactly. Chelsea's on demand bit of it is a little iffy because it goes with all clubs. They don't have rights to live football. They have it, I think it's 12 hours later or something, but the Chelsea games sort of come up somewhere between 12 and 48 hours after the game, and I'm not sure exactly what, it would be around the rights for them, and I'm not sure exactly how it all works, but it tends to be a bit of a hit miss trying to work out exactly when they're going to come up, because they don't,
it's not the best product. There's a reason why it's not that expensive, but it is, and why it's good value if you love your club, but at the end of the day, that's all we have.
Yeah, and it does mean that I am, other than going and paying money for a Man City subscription or a Spurs,
like, I would be happy to play a pay-per-view. Let's put this out there. If they gave me a $2 pay-per-view to go, I could pay for games, and that's what the Premiership wanted to, or BN wanted to do, I would happily pay-per-view $2 for a 90-minute. If a WrestleMania is $10, I think $2 for a single football game is not unfair.
It's not unfair. From what I've seen, I don't know what BN would do. From what I've seen, what Sky's model is, that would be, they'd be like, no, that's too cheap. It's going to be like $50 for your
game. That's ridiculous. Yeah, that's the thing, right? It's ridiculous.
Stupid.
Why are you? You have to compare it with an existing product. Like WrestleMania is like the one of the best things you can get on pay-per-view.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and that's $10.
I know, it's crazy.
And even if you're not a wrestling fan, if you've watched wrestling and you know what's good about it, you'll be like, yeah, $10 for WrestleMania is amazing.
That's an amazing price.
Yeah. And that's why WrestleMania and WWE is popular, because it's...
What's even crazy about that, and this is diverging away from football podcasts, but compare WrestleMania to the Joseph Parker fights, and there's one this weekend as well. That's $50 pay-per-view, but it's only on Sky. You can't... There's no online platform for that either. You can't go pay... I can't pay Juco directly to watch Joseph Parker fight. There is no option for that. My only way of watching it is either to pay Sky for a Sky subscription and then pay for it, or go to a pub, or Facebook or YouTube, because they can't block those for some reason.
It's
crazy again. So.
Sky... if sports, live sports and sports people own rights are going to complain about people pirating, they have to blame Sky.
Yeah.
Because Sky gives a shit product to people.
Overpriced.
And overpriced for what it is.
Yeah. It's overpriced for what it is. It's not, I don't know if I'd call it... Go as far as saying,
a fight of the century, like Manny Pacquiao versus...
Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather. I'm so sorry that Floyd and like... Yes, you're one of the greatest boxers of all time.
Maybe we'll all go for Manny for that fight, but yeah. Floyd was definitely the better boxer on the night.
Yeah, yep.
Nobody wanted him to win, but he won for a reason.
Compare that to a football game that happened, that's one of many games that happens in a season. We all know that was way overpriced for what it was, so we accept that the $100 that fight pay-per-view for that fight cost way more than it should have.
But everybody
did it anyway. And the idea was that it was the fight of the century. You get only 4 or 5 of these every 100 years. Which, for a sport, given it's a modern sports, things for hyperbole, that's a pretty good record.
Yes, exactly.
And given that City and Spurs are going to play each other maybe at least twice a season, I think it is what it is. And like I said, WrestleMania, yes, it's not a real sport, but it's still a live event.
And it's still entertainment.
And it's still entertainment. And heck, I will take $20 for WrestleMania over $20 for a Premier League game I had a choice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, exactly.
I'd have to learn who the new wrestlers are, but I'd be into it.
But it's a good, 4-5-ish hours worth of... And they WWE know how to package and how to present their...
I would watch Raw for a few weeks beforehand and then get into it. It's like, we know what to do.
Exactly. And whilst the golden age of WWE is gone, or the silver age, I should say.
The Attitude Era is over and it'll never come back. It's still fine.
And they seem to have lost the concept of...
Okay, it's PG. Like, we can't compare PG versus...
But
in our golden era.
Yeah, what I was trying to say was that even the storylines have changed, where it's just I am fighting you, I am great. Oh, I've been backstabbed by someone.
I don't know, maybe we're showing our age here.
We are showing our age. I was actually on Cracked. I was reading an article which was dissing the current WWE plot lines as being very simplistic, as opposed to the greatest... ones from the late 90s.
You and I like complexity and subtlety in our WWE. Like,
so the people's elbow just turned into the corporate elbow.
There's great moments we'll never get anymore.
They're coming back to being the people's elbow for no apparent reason. They're showing up. There's the people's elbow.